The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. When the Pilgrims came here in 1620, they'd learned some things that recent generations have had stolen from them. For instance, they had come to understand that the basis of the government is covenant. No state can exist very long if its citizens are not in covenant with each other. The word covenant is defined as, quote, a meeting or agreement of minds. The minds of a people living under a particular government must be in agreement on the basics of life if they are to be able to walk together throughout the generations. They must agree about who God is and who He says they are and what His plan for them is, both as individuals and as a nation. Without this agreement, education, commerce, and government just become a constant argument of what do I think is best as opposed to what do you think is best. The Pilgrims had walked in covenant for many years before landing on these shores. Their church agreement or covenant had seen them through great difficulties. When they arrived here, they were faced with the need to create a civil government. It was the most natural thing for them to simply transfer the principles of their church covenant into a civil document. That document is now known as the Mayflower Compact, the first governmental document ever drawn up by common men which lasted. Later, America's founding fathers would restate those same principles in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. In a letter to Edwin Sandys, a statesman and businessman who would help to finance their voyage, the Pilgrims' pastor, John Robinson, and Elder William Brewster would describe their covenant with one another, stating that they were, quote, knit together as a body in a most strict and sacred bond and covenant of the Lord, of the violation whereof we make great conscience, and by virtue whereof we do hold ourselves straitly tied to all care of each other's good and of the whole. End quote. Once they had received Christ as Lord, the Pilgrims had learned to walk this way by obeying what the Bible taught in Ephesians 4:15-16, when it states, quote, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, causes the growth of the body. Once their minds were in agreement, they wrote out the things they agreed upon and signed their names, pledging to, quote, walk together in all His ways, made known or to be made known unto them, whatsoever it should cost them, the Lord assisting them. They were simply agreeing to live toward God and one another by the teachings of the Bible. Out of this simple agreement grew the greatest nation in world history. We knew that Jesus Christ was God and that the teachings of His Word were true and thus trustworthy. Believing that obedience to Him was the most important thing that we and our government must do, we rose to the pinnacle of world power and influence. Up until the early 1900s, we taught our children in our schools that this Pilgrim Covenant was the basis of our nation. Then, through the deception of some educators and business people, we began to turn away from God, the God of our fathers, and their covenant with Him. The rest is history. Was our nation more stable then or now? Were our people safer then or now? Were our children more respectful of Jesus Christ then or now? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.